With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Tesla lost its title as the world's top EV maker today after another year of declining sales. The company delivered 1.64 million vehicles in all of 2025. That was down 9%. Meanwhile, China's BYD took the lead with $2.26 million in sales. Tesla also missed fourth quarter expectations. It's the first big day of Wall Street trading for 2026.
After taking off the New Year's holiday, U.S. financial markets are open for business in the new year. In 2025, the three major U.S. stock indexes posted double-digit annual gains. For the year, the S&P 500 rose more than 16%, the NASDAQ was up by 20%, and the Dow climbed nearly 13%. It was a roller coaster ride, however, with Wall Street bouncing back from April's low after President Trump's tariffs sparked a meltdown in global markets. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hillary Knight is headed to her fifth Olympic Games, leading a younger and faster U.S. women's national team favored to win gold at the Milan Cortina Olympic Games next month. U.S. hockey released its 23-player roster with the 36-year-old Knight as its veteran anchor. Also at SRNews.com, in college football, the Indiana Hoosiers added to their sports legacy with a victory at the Rose Bowl.
The school, better known for its basketball, has now emerged as a force in Big Ten football, traditionally dominated by rivals like Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State. The team was eliminated last year in the first round of the college football playoffs after a turnaround season. Yesterday, they notched a rout of the Crimson Tide, defeating Alabama with a convincing 38-3 victory, moving a step closer toward a national championship bid. They'll play Oregon in one of next week's semifinal games. In the other two Cinderella stories, Miami upset the defending national champion Ohio State Buckeyes.
And that is George Williams reporting, and this is SRN News. Are you making any New Year's resolutions? For that matter, have you broken any yet? Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
According to a YouGov poll, only about one-third of Americans are resolving to make some change in their life or achieve something specific in 2026. And amongst those people, 15% say they have resolved to spend more time in prayer. Another 15% say they also want to spend more time enhancing their family relationships. The poll reveals Republican voters are more likely to be resolving to pray in the new year than are Democrats. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal appeals court says the Trump administration can continue to withhold Medicaid funding from Planned Parenthood while legal challenges continue. President Trump and the Republican-led Congress cut Medicaid reimbursement for America's largest abortion business and some other abortion providers back in July. That sparked a number of lawsuits that are still making their way through the courts. This is SRN News. Now here's Rich Thomason with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street opened higher on this first trading day of the year, adding to last year's gains. Correspondent Greg Clugston takes a look at the year that was.
After taking off the New Year's holiday, U.S. financial markets are open for business in the new year. In 2025, the three major U.S. stock indexes posted double-digit annual gains. For the year, the S&P 500 rose more than 16%, the NASDAQ was up by 20%, and the Dow climbed nearly 13%. It was a roller coaster ride, however, with Wall Street bouncing back from April's low after President Trump's tariffs sparked a meltdown in global markets. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Overseas shares have started the new year on an upbeat note, with benchmarks in Britain and South Korea hitting records, amid optimism over the future impact of artificial intelligence. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.